You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jer-Bear.
Yes.
I gave you some crap last week because I was laughing about how the country bumpkin was going to sing the national anthem.
Yep.
And I got to say, even I enjoyed his performance.
I just felt this. Felt it. Just a couple more seconds. Come on now. Might as well wrap it up.
It had a little bit of a country tinge to it, but at the same time, it was just very soulful.
Soulful, powerful.
And I thought, you know what? For something different, I thought it was well done. I mean, it brought tears to the eyes of the coach of the Eagles.
That guy was crying his eyes out, and I looked around in my living room, and everybody had tears in their eyes. And, yeah, I think it was just the soulful aspect of it. You hit the nail on the head there. Just had a feel to it, man.
So I got to say, you know, I was laughing because, you know, I can't stand country music. But I was like, it had some country flair to it, but it was mostly just slow and soulful.
It was.
And my first, like, I think I texted you at first. I was like, he needs to pick up the pace a little bit. But as I sat there.
As he got into it, the electric guitar there. Like, all right,
I would say it's probably one of the top five Super Bowl national
anthems. Well, look at that. Look at that, buddy.
Not number one.
Not number one, no.
But I think it's top five.
Top five for sure, yeah. Really
and
good.
I noticed a lot of comments that people were posting online. I eventually just had to get off of social media because it was just like an overload. You know, my brain was overloaded. But there were a whole lot of people who said they should have flip-flopped the national anthem and the halftime
show. I agree. That was a lot of comments. Because I posted something about the halftime show, you know, because I was doing the same thing. I was going back and forth. And I called it the backup dancer halftime show featuring Rihanna.
Yes,
and
that's true.
Most people were like, they should have flip-flopped. They absolutely should have. Something different.
Oh, people
said
that on your page, too.
Yeah, that's exactly what a lot of the comments were.
And I wonder how many people had the same thought, because Rihanna is obviously incredibly talented, but there was just something about that show where it was all about the backup.
That's all it was, right?
And I know because she's pregnant. You know, she's the first, you know, pregnant woman to ever perform, you know, at a Super Bowl halftime show. I get it.
Heck of a pregnancy reveal. I'll give her that, man.
Yeah. And she can sing. There's no doubt. You know, she did a little medley of 13 of her songs. But it was, let's just be honest. I mean, it was the backup. It was the dancers.
It was all the dancers. All of them dancing. And then, I did kind of like that platform thing with them zipping her way up in the air and down. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that was pretty cool. Visually, it was kind of neat with all that. The big debate online was, is she pregnant or she's still kind of got the baby weight from the last one or what's going on? But no, she's pregnant,
new
man.
Baby coming.
She didn't tell anybody.
So congrats to her. And she sounded great. I mean, her voice is just, she sounded great.
She did.
I just thought it was an underwhelming halftime show. Here's what I will say about it, though, that my stepdaughter cares less about football than you do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is saying something, because you don't care about it.
Very little.
She doesn't care at all. She sat there from the opening kickoff. Now, granted, she was doing her homework. She has like some college course stuff that she's working on. But she sat there because she didn't want to miss the halftime show.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, that's the thing that the NFL has figured out, you know, in terms of marketing, to bring in 100 million people.
You're saying that
they
younger.
They appeal to a wide swath of Americana. You got the people who want, you know, Chris Stapleton and his country bumpkin national anthem. You got a football game between two of the best teams. And then you got a halftime show that appeals to people who otherwise wouldn't be watching at all.
Yep. It's true, man.
She sat there and she was, you know, she was mesmerized by everything. So
yeah, it was pretty cool. Do you want to play the audio of Terry Bradshaw? I know you've been like,
you know,
I find Terry Bradshaw kind of cute and cuddly, and just he's like that uncle that'll just say anything at this point. I've always kind of liked him because he's just kind of whimsical and kind of goofy. And although, you know, well, I don't live with him. He's not coming to family parties. I feel like his shtick might be old, like after 45 minutes of hanging with him.
Yeah, he's Fox Network's, you know, Uncle Terry now. And,
yeah,
you know, whenever they broadcast the game, they send him down on the field to do the after game, you know, awarding of the Lombardi Trophy. And so now he calls over the winning coach, Andy Reid, and A, he calls him big guy, but then listen to what else he says.
Big guy. Let me get the big guy in here. Come on, waddle over here.
Oh, boy.
Congratulations, Andy.
Oh, boy.
Come on, waddle over here.
Oh, no, Terry.
Come on, waddle over here.
Oh, okay. You know, we all know he's a large man. You don't have to point it out.
Yeah, just
not
relax.
Good. Not good. The other huge news from the Super Bowl, we had a doink, Dom. We had a doink.
Free pizza.
Free pizza from DiGiorno. We talked about this last week, where if they hit the uprights, DiGiorno would hand out free pizzas to people that went to their website and registered. I did look to see how many they were giving away. 1,500. So the first 1,500.
That's it?
Oh, that's it.
It was the first 1,500.
Well, 1,500 total, I guess. So the first, yeah.
Is that that's all that signed up for it?
No. Well, I don't know how many people actually signed up, but they were giving away 1,500 free pizzas.
Oh, I see. Okay. I thought it was free pizza for everybody who
signed
up.
No, it sounds like they capped it at 1,500. So if you were in that first group that signed up quickly, you know.
How ridiculous is it that during the game, that's kind of, for the first half of the game, what I got the most excited about.
Yeah, you even texted me. We got a doink!
And, you know, again, my wife and my stepdaughter are sitting there. Stepdaughter's doing homework. Yeah. My wife is crocheting. They're not really paying attention, and all they know is I'm going, oh my god, there was a doink.
Yeah, and you heard it too.
It was a doink, and they're like, what?
Doink, you sit down. Is it halftime yet?
a lot of people saying they were underwhelmed by the commercials, but
well,
haven't we all been underwhelmed by the commercials for like the last 10 years?
Yeah, and the thing is,
the
shtick
seems to be over.
I saw half of them online before. I did make some notes about some of the commercials. How many dads got hit with the Tubi ad? Like, they got, you know, doinked in their own way by watching that Tubi ad where it looks like you're watching some football, and then it like switches over to a screen that you'd see on your TV to change the channel and stuff, and it starts flipping through. Mm-hmm. It got my dad. He's like, somebody's sitting on the remote. Who's sitting on the remote? And it ended up being a commercial. And there's so many memes out this morning talking about all the dads that got doinked by that commercial. So Tubi got it. The one that we absolutely loved, hands down, we ended up rewinding live TV to watch it again, was the one with Miles Teller and his wife. I don't even remember what the product was. Oh, it was a Bud Light commercial. Miles Teller's the dude from the latest Top Gun movie. And they were dancing to the hold music, that cheesy hold music. And they started dancing with the dog. And it was like a very romantic, like feel good. We absolutely loved that commercial. We rewound and watched it again. It was so good. So that was one of our favorites. And then the other one online that I noticed that people really liked was Ben and J-Lo, the Dunkin' commercial with
where she wants the glaze.
Yeah, and Ben Affleck working the window there at the Dunkin', and it was fine. He really pours on that that Boston, you know, you recognize me? You know who I am? As far as movies went, I was surprised, I guess maybe because I'm kind of tapped into this stuff because I'm dorky, the amount of people that were like, oh my God, Michael Keaton is returning as Batman? Mm-hmm. Yeah, this has been in the works for a while. The new Flash movie that's coming out, Michael Keaton is in it as Batman. So 10-year-old Jeremy is extremely excited about this movie. It's like the same bat suit, the same Batmobile from the 89 movie, and it looks great.
That's great.
It looks really good.
Yeah, just as long excited. As he says, I'm Batman.
He did in the preview.
Yeah.
I'm Batman. Yeah.
I'm Batman.
Yeah. Denise said, Tubi definitely got my husband. It was the funniest thing ever. Thank you, Denise. That was a well-played commercial. It sure was. What'd you like? Any of them?
I thought it was hilarious that because there were so many Eagles fans there in the stadium. The thing is, the fans for both teams were doing their own little chants, right? The Chiefs fans were doing their tomahawk thing or whatever, which is kind of obnoxious. And then the Eagles fans have their little song that they sing and the chant, stuff like that. But what's really, like, true to form for Eagles fans Dak Prescott wins the Walter Payton Man of the Year award, you know, and the crowd boos him.
Oh.
He's like, that's really classy. The guy wins the Man of the Year award for doing good for charity, and
boo!
He got booed.
Oh, like, harsh, you guys.
That is crazy. And I also thought it was pretty cool that Damar Hamlin and the medical professionals who saved his life were honored before the game, and they all got a standing ovation, and that was pretty cool. And then I saw somebody ask a question that at least is food for thought, right? Because when that thing happened, it was a regular season game when that stuff happened with Damar Hamlin, and you know, and he's having cardiac arrest on the field. And everyone agrees. Very few people, and you pretty much are a jerk store if you're like, oh, they should have kept playing the game. No, it was the right thing. They just stopped that game. Those players were all shaken. This young man almost died. So everyone kind of agrees. That was the only course of action you could take at that moment. Cancel that game.
Yeah.
So somebody posted, they go, what happens if that happens during the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Okay.
What do you do?
Are they going to cancel and stop playing the Super Bowl? Now, on one hand, I want to say, well, yeah, they would do the right thing. But on the other hand,
it's a moneymaker.
I'm not convinced they would.
Yeah, who knows, man.
So does that make the NFL hypocrites? I don't know.
Yeah,
because
we
haven't been faced with that situation. But would they cancel a Super Bowl?
I doubt it. Happens? I highly doubt they would do that.
So how do you feel about that? If it was the right thing to do, you know, back then, why isn't it the right thing to do now? And is it because of the money involved? What does that say?
This is deep, man.
Okay, well, it's just
I was just excited that Batman's returning, dude.